Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh my!
And welcome in, everybody. It's yet another episode of the Can of Corn Cast. Andy Greenberg here to talk some fantasy baseball because a can of corn is an easy fly ball and... but we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. Coming up, one Major League All-Star sibling on his way. We'll talk about that. Plus, checking out the Chase Field pool. Got somebody swimming around in there and a very surprising free agent still hanging out in the deep end of that free agent pool. We'll get there in just a moment. Of course, we start with the starting five.
The starting five.
Greinke's ready with a 1-2 pitch. That's into right field. Pretty well hit. Back at the wall. Gone. A home run from Mike Trout. And in this ballpark where the baseball flies, Trout all smiles. AL leads 1-0.
That is number 2 overall fantasy baseball player, Mike Trout, leading off the All-Star game against Zach Greinke with a solo home run. We'll get to Greinke's ridiculous numbers very soon because that's really what they are, just ridiculous. Trout, the number 2 overall player in fantasy baseball, hitting .311. He's 8th in the majors in hits with 102, tied for first in homers with 27, and as soon as he hits another home run, he will be first as it's the hiatus Giancarlo Stanton in hiatus right now as he sits on the DL. So Mike Trout, should be pretty easy for him to pass by Stanton. All he needs is one more homer before Stanton comes back. 27, tied for first. Also tied for first in runs with 69. But number 1 overall, the local boy, Paul Goldschmidt. I believe I heard somebody refer to him over All-Star Weekend as Quiet Riot. I like that. It's very nice. And I think it fits him pretty well because he's a very quiet and at some points boring, maybe? Yeah, I guess you can only say that because he just isn't all over the media doing stuff. He just kind of keeps to himself. I think that's totally fine, but he is a superstar. I mean, fans may not see it, though they did vote him to start the All-Star game, which is great, but baseball people see it. Paul Goldschmidt on pace with Bryce Harper for a triple crown in the National League. That's two guys that could hit the triple crown. Goldschmidt right now, second in baseball, with a .343 batting average, that is tops in the National League. He has 109 hits, fourth in baseball, 21 homers, tied for 10th, 72 RBIs. That leads the majors. And only Nolan Arenado has over 70. Everybody else has 69 or below. Goldie has 60 runs scored. That's tied for 5th. And he also, and this is what makes him the best player in baseball, Paul Goldschmidt has 16 stolen bases. That is tied for 12th in the league. Very impressive. Of course, Mike Trout, number 2 on the starting five, the list of the 5 best players, best hitters in fantasy baseball right now. Trout, number 2. Number 3 is the aforementioned Bryce Harper. He's 4th in the majors, a .338 batting average, tied for 3rd with 26 homers. And that's obviously because Trout and Stanton are tied for first, so then Harper tied for third, but the second most amount, of course. 62 RBIs, that's good enough for fourth. 59 runs, good for seventh. Fourth on the list, it's Josh Donaldson, hitting .294. He's got 105 hits, fifth in the majors. Tied for fourth in the majors with 62 RBIs and tied for third with 66 runs. And number 5, it's Manny Machado, .299 batting average, 102 hits. That's good for 8th in the league, 57 runs, tied for 10th. And we move on to the hottest players in the game right now. Number 1, and you can't even count that homer he hit because it was in an exhibition. It's Mike Trout, 13 of his last 34. That's a .382 batting average over the last fortnight, 2 weeks, for those of you who don't remember that old English word. 11 runs, 6 homers, 12 RBIs. Number 2, J.D. Martinez, hitting .324 in that span. 12 of his last 37, 12 runs, 5 homers, 7 RBIs. Charlie Blackmon, who I enjoy saying his name with a Jamaican accent, Charlie Blackmon. 19 of his last 41, 7 runs, 1 homer, 6 RBIs, 3 steals. Brian Dozier looking pretty good, too. He had a walk-off homer for the Twins over the last 2 weeks. That was one of his 9 hits in 40 at-bats, 8 runs, 4 homers, 11 RBIs, and 2 swipes. And then CJ Krohn. I'll touch on him a bit more later in the show. There's a hint for you. But he's 15 of his last 27. For those of you who can't do the math, that's a .556 batting average over the last 2 weeks. That's incredible. 5 runs, 3 homers, and 10 RBIs for CJ Krohn, who will not stop hitting the ball. And we shift to pitchers now. Your top 5 overall pitchers in fantasy baseball. Number 1, as it's been for most of the season, is Max Scherzer. 4th in innings with 132, 4th in wins with 10, 2nd in ERA, 211, 4th in strikeouts, 150, and 1st in whip, 0.78. And I find that interesting that he is 1st in whip. Well, number 2 on the pitcher's list, Zach Greinke, is 2nd in whip with a .84. So again, a little bit higher than Scherzer's, his .78 to Greinke's .84. But Zach Greinke's ERA is by far and away the best in the majors at 1.39. That is ridiculous. That is a huge leap across everybody else in the league. 1.39 ERA. I heard a statistic last week. I believe I said it on the show. I'm going to say it again. If Zach Greinke was charged a run for every hit he gave up, his ERA would still be lower than Kyle Loesch. And Kyle Loesch has given up the most runs in the majors. So that's impressive. Again, Greinke, 1.39 ERA. He's gone the 8th most innings in baseball, 123. And he's got an 8-2 record, 106 strikeouts. Number 3 on our list, the innings leader in baseball, Dallas Keuchel, as he has been for the entire season, 137 and a third. He's 11-4 right now. That's the 2nd most wins in the league. 223 ERA, good for 5th. 114 Ks, good for 16th. Not terrible there. And an even 1 whip, still in the top 10 at number 9. Jacob deGrom comes in 4th. He was just absolutely nasty in the All-Star game. 10 pitches, strikes out the side, dominates Jacob deGrom. 113 and two-thirds innings, a 9-6 record. ERA good for 4th in the league at 2.14. 112 Ks and a .92 whip. And we take a look at Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray, 5th in the league innings pitched. 5th on the list of top pitchers in baseball. 10-4 record, a 2.29 ERA. That's good for 6th. 112 strikeouts and a 0.98 whip. And we change our view to the best pitchers of the last 2 weeks. Of course, as expected, number 1, Zach Greinke, because he still has not given up a run in over 30 innings. His last 15, he struck out 12, a .33 whip, 2 quality starts. Here's a new name, Taylor Jungman. Milwaukee Brewers starting pitcher, 17 innings in the last 2 weeks, 2 quality starts in that stretch, 11 Ks, a 1.06 ERA, and a .65 whip. Number 3, Kyle Hendricks of the Chicago Cubs. Last week, I accidentally referred to him on the Colorado Rockies. That is Kyle Kendrick. This is Kyle Hendricks of the Chicago Cubs, 20 innings in the last 2 weeks, 15 strikeouts, a 0.45 ERA, a 0.80 whip, and a pair of quality starts. Every now and then we get a reliever on these lists, and here he is, Greg Holland, number 4 hottest pitchers in the last 2 weeks of the starting 5. Greg Holland, 5 2/3 innings, 4 saves, 7 strikeouts. And Chris Sale comes in at number 5, 16 innings, 16 strikeouts, a 1.69 ERA, 2 quality starts. And the best part about Sale there, in the 16 innings with the 16 strikeouts, he only walked one batter. Very impressive from someone who might end up switching teams at the trade deadline. Very interesting to see what happens there. All right, it's been over 100 degrees in Arizona for most of the last few months, so let's take a dive in the free agent pool. We'll see who's swimming around in the shallow end. Hey, just talked about him. It's 12% owned Los Angeles Angels first baseman CJ Krohn. You really can't ignore that 15-for-27 stretch. But when you look at his season average, it only went up to 264, so Just chalk it up to a bad start and say that this guy's really catching fire, because he's looking like what most people expected out of him from the beginning of the year when everybody thought, oh, Josh Hamilton's on the way out, CJ Krohn's getting that playing time, here we go. And the Angels probably rushed him to the big leagues a little bit last year, but he did put up some respectable numbers, and I think that he's turning that corner this season. Great breakout power bat for the second half if you need first base help, if you need utility help, or maybe if you just want to add him as your first baseman and try to trade the guy you already have to get somebody new. I think Krohn will be a solid option moving forward for the second half of the season. Swimming around in the free agent pool, that is players owned 25 to 49%. Of course, the shallow end, 0 to 24. Swimming around, 25 to 49. I found Cleveland Indians starting pitcher Cody Anderson. He is 28% owned. And just like CJ Krohn's very impressive 15 of 27 stretch, Cody Anderson's got a big one too that you cannot ignore. Since being called up by the Indians, he has four starts. He's gone 30 and a third innings and given up three earned runs. He's just given up three runs total. 30 and a third innings, three runs. Red flag here, very low number of strikeouts, especially compared to his minors numbers, where he struck out 54 batters in 71 and a third innings, whereas here, 11 and 30, not so great. But he only walked three batters, so he's getting a lot of outs. He's getting guys to put the ball in play, and so far, whatever he's doing, it's really working. Pretty good in the minors this year. 10 starts in AAA, 3 in AA, a 1.9 ERA, and then, of course, that strikeout to innings rate, 54 Ks, 71 and a third innings. His next start, July 22nd, against the Milwaukee Brewers. I say start him, and I'm going to. In the deep end of the free agent pool, I just don't understand how this man is not at least 90% owned, and that is New York Mets rookie starting pitcher Noah Syndergaard. And I know I talked about him a few times on this podcast because I had him stashed on my team for quite a while, and I have just been unbelievably impressed with what he's been able to do on the mound. And yeah, all right, he's had a couple rough starts, but he's had more strikeouts than innings pitched. That's always great to see from a pitcher, 78 strikeouts, 73 and two-thirds innings. Pretty dang good ERA, 3.05, especially for a rookie. 8 of his 12 starts have been quality. He also has 3 double-digit strikeout games, one against the Padres, one against the Blue Jays, one against the Diamondbacks, though, if I'm not mistaken, it was the game against the Blue Jays where he went 4 innings but struck out 10 batters. So that's the kind of pitcher you have in Noah Syndergaard. He's going to get a lot of strikeouts. He'll probably hit 150, I would think, based on where he's at right now, especially if the Mets aren't going to try to limit his innings. And we'll see what happens there, because the Mets are not going to be making the playoffs. Well, yeah, definitely not with that offense. Even if they do, they're not really going to get very far. So let's take a look in right center field and hop over the fence and into the Chase Field pool, where we're looking for Diamondbacks, 50% owned or less, because this podcast runs on ArizonaSports.com, and I found Patrick Corbin again. He is 15% owned. Still have my eye on this guy. I think it's entirely possible that once he gets his once he gets going, that his ERA doesn't fall below 4. It's possible, because that's really how most of the D-backs pitchers have been this year. But because of what we saw from him before the injury, it's also very possible that once he gets his ERA below 3.5, it's not going to go above it again, because that's how good Corbin is. He's in a pile with all those Tommy John recovery guys. They're all big question marks. You got him, you got Matt Moore, even Jarrett Parker if he ends up coming back. But if you're looking to make a big splash in the second half, you have to take some risk, and Patrick Corbin's a good guy to take that risk on. I think he's a solid move. So quick review. Free agent pool, swimming in the shallow end, I've got 12% owned CJ Krohn, first baseman for the Angels. Swimming around, I've got 28% owned Cody Anderson, starting pitcher for the Cleveland Indians. In the deep end of the free agent pool, 71% owned Noah Syndergaard, starting pitcher for the New York Mets, and one of my new favorite players, is I love watching that guy pitch. And then in the Chase Field pool, right center field, Patrick Corbin, 15% owned. And now let's step into the on-deck circle. We're taking a look at guys who are just making a name for themselves in the majors and guys that are making a name for themselves in the minors. We may see in the big show very soon. Coming up to the majors this week, it's Aaron Nola. No, I'm kidding. But really, he is. I've talked about him each of the last 2 weeks. Aaron Nola will be a great starter, I think, for the Philadelphia Phillies. They're willing to give their young guys a shot because they're just completely out of it. Nola, he will start this week for the Philadelphia Phillies. Go pick him up. But I'm here to talk about Brian Johnson this week, the 3% owned starting pitcher from the Boston Red Sox. He will get his first start of the season on July 2nd. That's a Tuesday against the Houston Astros. Here's why I think you should pick him up now for that start. Brian Johnson had 81 strikeouts and 85 and two-thirds innings at AAA Pawtucket. Pretty good. 273 ERA, also really good. The Astros have struck out by far and away the most times in the majors. 38 more strikeouts than the number two team and nearly 100 more than the number four team. Johnson's been the Red Sox's best minor league pitcher. He's a strikeout guy. And a lot of times you see guys making their major league debuts, they're either going to get shelled or they're going to dominate, and there's not a lot of in-between. When you get a guy who gets a lot of strikeouts going up against a team that strikes out a lot, I say go for it. Go for it. Johnson's available right now in Yahoo Leagues. He was just added a few days ago. Go pick him up. Start him against the Astros. I guarantee you he gets you at least six strikeouts because how could he not? He'll go projection, seven innings, six strikeouts, one earned run, and he might get the win. But he gets the quality start. And in my league, that's what matters more. As for minor league baseball, the brother of Seattle Mariners all-star third baseman Kyle Seager. Yes, Kyle Seager was an all-star last year. Corey Seager, Los Angeles Dodgers shortstop prospect. He has not touched the majors, and he's already 14% owned. I just swiped him up off my waiver wire because Aaron Nola, he's going to start playing. I pull him off the NA, and I grab Corey Seager and put him there. The Dodgers are definitely not getting what they hoped for with Jimmy Rollins. Not working with him very well at shortstop. Can't really hit. Still a good fielder, and they've seen how hugely successful Jock Peterson has been, bringing up that youngster, making a big impact for the ball club, made the All-Star team, started the All-Star game, though wasn't voted to start. He did start, though. And if the Dodgers want to keep that youth movement going, they should probably replace the oldest position player on their roster, and that is Jimmy Rollins. Joel Peralta, the oldest player on their roster, just a bit older than Jimmy, but Jimmy the oldest position player. So why not go for a guy 2 years younger than everybody else on the team? Worked for the Astros, worked for the Twins, bringing up Correa, bringing up Sano. So Seager started 2015 at AA Tulsa, hit 375 in 20 games, 5 homers. So they said, hey, we're sending you to AAA. He's done very well there, too. Hit 283, 8 homers, 34 RBIs in a few more games, 65. Still pretty darn good. Solid numbers for a young player at AAA. Career 311 hitter in the minors and a career minors OPS of 907, which is really good. If the Dodgers wait until September to call him up, that's a big mistake. They need to bring in Seager. They're doing him a disservice if they wait. And we've seen a lot of youth movement in the majors, like really young guys like Sano, like Correa, who's still a teenager. And Seager's the next logical call-up in that line. Stash him if you have the space. I just did. There is a big divide between great shortstops in fantasy baseball this year and trash. And there's not a lot in the middle. And Brandon Crawford has slowly made his way from great into trash with the last month of the season that he's had. So I got to stash somebody. I picked up Corey Seager, stashed him. Hopefully the Dodgers call him up. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this edition of the Can of Corncast. I want to thank you all very much for listening. You can find me online in a variety of different ways. At Facebook, search Can of Corncast. Andy Greenberg, I'll be right there. You can find me on Twitter at canofcorn987. I tweet there sometimes. And you can also find me on arizonasports.com. I have a blog there too. Check it out. Haven't written it yet. Can't tell you what it's about. That's the secret. But you can just go check it out. Or you might be reading it right now and say, oh, hey, you thought to write about blah, blah, blah. That is very interesting. Yeah. Or you can find me on the podcast app. Just search Can of Corncast. Be sure to download it, rate it, review it, subscribe, let me know how I'm doing. Love to hear from you. You can, again, tweet at me, canofcorn987. So, again, thank you very much for listening. I look forward to talking to you guys in 2 weeks. I will be gone next week. I'm out of town. I will be visiting Safeco Field. I get to see the Mariners play the Blue Jays. 2 games. Very excited for that. Been a while since I've been back to my hometown, especially to Safeco Field. Been a few years since I've been there, so very excited to get to see some baseball in person. And I think you should, too. Grab some tickets and get out to a game. It's a lot of fun. And until we talk next time, let's play ball!
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.